Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tova. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. I am so thankful to the Lord to have each and every one of you with me today. Amen. We are journeying through. Glory to God. Amen. I just came back from a training myself. Amen. And I'm giving glory to the Lord this evening because He is faithful in all things, not just some things, all things. Glory and honor to Him tonight, this evening, or this morning, whatever time of day that it is for you. I know I have listeners all over the world, so I acknowledge each and every one of you. I praise God for you and for your life. I praise God for the breakthroughs that He is bringing forth through this series in your life as well as in mine. Grab a hold to these things. Amen. God is moving. He's moving, and He's moving for real. Amen. In a very real and a very tangible way, if you will allow Him. Amen. I praise God today. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising You, Lord God, for life, for health, and for strength. We thank You, Lord God, for being with us, for walking with us, for taking us through danger, seen and unseen. Many of us, Lord, have been through things that we just couldn't imagine that would have happened in our lives. But we thank You, Lord, that You saw it from the very beginning, and You saw us through it, and You're seeing us through it even now. I acknowledge You, Lord God, as my Lord and my Savior, as my hero, as my help in the time of trouble, my present help. Lord, I thank You because I can call upon Your name at any time, and You hear me, and You will show me great and mighty things that I know not of. I thank You, Lord God. Amen. I'm looking forward to more of You, more experiences, more anointing, more and more and more and more and more of You, Lord God, in my life. Hallelujah. More. Amen. That's what I want, more of Jesus. And I, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask, Lord, that You move in the midst of each and every listener, Lord God, that they might grab a hold, amen, to the reins of the altar and ask You, Lord God, to move in their lives mightily. I ask You, Lord, to move in their lives mightily. Every obstacle, Lord God, that they feel like that it's just, this is just it, this is just my life, Lord God, I'm asking that You turn it around so that they see and know that You are God and that there is nothing too hard for You, nothing's too great for You, nothing's for You. You are our creator, and You know our beginning from our end and our end from our beginning. You know what we have need of even in this hour, Lord, and we thank You. Oh, it's because You are our provider. Thank You, Lord. You are, amen, our great salvation, our Savior, our deliverer, our strength. You are, Lord God. You are. All those things and so much more. We bless Your name tonight, Lord. Open our minds and our hearts that we might receive from Your word knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, remove every obstacle. Destroy every ancient evil, Lord God, that has come against our purpose and against our destiny. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, burn up the trail, Lord God, that even led to us in the first place. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God, mightily in this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're reading from Deuteronomy chapters 26 and 20 through 28 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. To the glory of God Almighty, and He is glorious indeed. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 26 through 28 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. It shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make His name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days, and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish. And he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which you, O Lord, have given us. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you. When you have finished laying aside all the tithe of your increase in the third year, the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they might eat within your gates and be filled. Then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house, and also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all that your commandments you have commanded me. I have transgressed your commandments. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of any of it when in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for an unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that you will obey his voice. Also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you, and you shall keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all the nations which he has made in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken. Now Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today, and it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you this day, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes with which I command to you today. And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, these shall on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak.
speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the works of the hands of the craftsmen, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them, and all the people shall say, amen. Now it came to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all that your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, and in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall you, your basket. Cursed your knee. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doing in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They will pursue you until you perish, and your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under your feet, which is under you, shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust from the heaven. It shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. And no one shall be frightened. No one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. And the Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. You shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight of your eyes, of which your eyes see, and the Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither of you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. You shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among the nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out of the field, but gather little in, for the locusts shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. And they shall not leave you grain or new wine or oil or the increase of your cattle or the offspring of your flock until you have been destroyed. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body. the flesh of your sons and daughters whom the Lord has given you, in siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. The tender and the delicate woman among you who would not venture to set the sole of her feet on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her children and her daughter, her placenta which comes out from beneath her feet and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall dish you and all your gates. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude. But because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God, and it shall come to pass that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you from among all the peoples, from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among these nations, among those nations, you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your feet have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, oh, that it were evening. And at evening you shall say, oh, that it were morning, because of the fear which terrifies your heart and because of the sight which your eyes see. And the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships, by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. I have read and you have heard from Deuteronomy chapters 26 through 28 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. Amen. Let us remember and consider, amen, these historical facts that are written in the Word of God. Amen. This is history. This is history. These things have happened. Amen. This was the blessing that the Lord gave, and the curses that would come if for disobedience. Blessings for obedience and curse for disobedience. Let's keep that in mind, because the Lord is an unchanging God. He is immutable. He does not change. The word lets us know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we know that there are consequences to our actions, whether our actions are positive ones or whether they are negative ones. There are consequences, amen, when we are obedient to the Lord. We reap blessings. There are consequences. When we are disobedient, we reap the curse. Glory to God. Amen. The word lets us know in another way in Galatians. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Amen. The word further says that if we sow, amen, to our spirit, that we will reap life everlasting. Amen. That's what we're doing. In this series, we are sowing to the word. Amen. We are sowing, amen, to the Spirit of God, that we might reap life everlasting. We're asking God to move upon us and show us, amen, his great salvation. We're asking him, amen, to move in our lives, to show us the ways of salvation so that we get it right, so that we do fruits that are worthy, amen, of righteousness and truth. Amen. We know we take on the righteousness of Christ when we receive him. It is not our righteousness at all. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.